Hello and welcome to Season 4, Episode 12 of the Sajjan Photography Podcast. And this is just going to be a quick one talking about the last three times that I went to Gyeongju in the end of 2022 just to get the same shots. And this kind of an interesting story just simply because sometimes things don't work out the way that you want them to, but other times you just have to be patient and exercise a little bit of persistence and you'll get what you wanted. So the story behind this one was, if you haven't already started to follow a lot of the travel photography, well, not even photography, but like travel blogs in Korea have switched over to Instagram. And you can find a lot of them in Korean language. There's not a lot of English versions of these, except for the one that I'm creating with Olsen Online. But they're a great resource to see what is trending and what is interesting happening now in Korea. And be firmly aware that by the time these things hit the main Instagram pages, they're going to be overrun with people because they get a lot of followers. However, recently I saw one, I think it was Gyeongju Yohang, which is, you know, Gyeongju Travel, something like that. And it showed that the water in front of the Woljeong Bridge had frozen over and people were skating on it with the little carts that they do, not actually skates. And people were generally having a great winter experience in front of this bridge. So I got this idea to shoot that particular scene because I think it was a great and sort of unique way to show this area winter activities. And by that, I mean, Seoul has snow now, and I am jealous as shit that they do have snow because I miss snow. And here we don't have snow. We just have cold weather. But what we do have is ice. And on a side note, there is this weird thing about ice, and I'm not sure if it's other areas, but Ulsan will just spray stuff with ice, and that becomes a thing. And I don't really know why. I tried to photograph it last year, I think, and it just was, you know, I remember taking my wife out to one of the parks, and she's like, so what? Like, is that what it's supposed to be? And we kind of looked at this, like, leaky spigot spraying ice onto a bunch of bushes. And yeah, that's, I guess, what was the thing at that time. And anyway, so we have ice. We don't have snow. We have ice. But I had this idea to go and shoot, you know, the people in front of this bridge. And if you don't know, I've photographed the Woljeong Bridge many, many times. It's a beautiful bridge. It's one of my favorite things to see in Korea. And I really enjoy going out there. So I went out there to photograph the winter scene. And the first day that I got out, it was a beautiful day. The skies were blue. There's puffy clouds everywhere. And I kid you not, I brought two extra backup batteries as I normally carry in my bag. All three batteries were dead. So I got out, I drove, it's about 45 minutes to an hour away from Ulsan. I drove all the way out there, got my gear ready, walked down to the bridge, found the ice. It was amazing. There was people having fun, slip and sliding everywhere. And I turn on the camera and nothing. So I pop out the battery, shove another one in there, nothing. Grab the other, you know, the fail-safe battery in the side pocket, which, you know, I usually keep all charged up for exactly this situation, and dead. So I was like, all right, well, you know, like, there's nothing you can do, you know, in that case. I got a couple of shots with my phone, but, you know, the ice ain't going anywhere. It's not summer yet. So I packed up my stuff, threw it back in the car, drove over to Film Log to pick up the Santa film that I wanted to get since Christmas, and I was all kind of happy. And it's Tuesday, and for some reason it's Tuesday and they're closed. Nothing's open. So there I was, both things. I'm just like, I just threw my hands up, walked back, and drove home. So now basically I kind of wondered, like, what I want to do. And I realized I just need to get these shots. Like, there's no other way around it. I just wanted to get these shots because they're unique. And also, too, because I really want to post them on the Wilson Online Instagram page to get that up and running and all of that good stuff. So I said to myself, like, what do I got to lose? I'll drive out there again. So I did. And I got some really good shots. So much so that I believe that they inspired Lee Kelly to go back out there the next day. And while I was driving back from my class, I thought, well, what the hell? Like, it's my third time driving out there. I'll meet up with Lee Kelly and see what he's going on. And that was an amazing choice because when I got there, lo and behold, there was Lee Kelly in his hockey gear skating around the ice, which was something you don't see every day because, you know, truth be told, hockey in Korea is not all that common. A hockey player on the ice in front of Wooljung Bridge, even less common. So that was a really good combination. So the point of the story basically is that, number one, oftentimes you have to persist in getting the shots that you want. And this is a big problem when you're traveling because, you know, oftentimes it's a one and done thing. If you don't get there or it rains or something, well, you got to make the best of it. But in my case, I've got the luxury of I can come back, especially at places like Gyeongju, where it's a short drive away, especially where I'm working these days, it's even shorter. So I think that you really have to not be afraid to come back to certain spots. And I've seen a lot of photographers around Korea return to the similar spots or the same locations, and in some cases, even the same tree, just to photograph it in all the seasons. And I think this is a really good idea. And if you know me, I sometimes beat myself up for this, where, you know, I always talk about shooting out the back of my window. And I think that's a little bit different because in the sense of when I'm shooting out my back window, yes, it's a great view. Yes, it's a wonderful position to shoot a sunset across the seascape. But the other part is just I'm being lazy. I'm not really leaving my house. It's like, oh, there's a sunset. Boom, boom, boom. In other cases where you're returning to the same location, you're returning to a place that you're getting out and making the effort to photograph it, and you're shooting in good conditions. And it's sometimes you're noting the different weather changes or the season changes, and you're not being lazy. I think that's the biggest thing there. So that being said, oftentimes you can't be discouraged. I think that's the other part, is that, like, you just can't give up. And with this shot in Gyeongju, I wouldn't say the photos I got were spectacular, but I think it was just a push that I needed to make in order to get over that sort of photographer's block or that mental blockage that I've been having over the last couple of years. And really, I would say, like, the Wilson Online stuff that I've been doing has really been helping get over that, because as a landscape photographer, I think that we're looking for these new and grand landscapes to shoot. And, you know, if you got to work full time, if you've got to make a living, you can't just pack up and drive to Gangwon-do or Gangneung to photograph this immense landscape. You're often limited to where you can get on the weekends. And also, too, like, you know, if you're struggling to make ends meet, in a lot of cases, you can't just bugger off and book a hotel and, you know, eat out to get one shot. You got to go where you can get there early in the morning. And so for me, like, that's a couple of hours radius around Ulsan. And you can tell this by the locations I get to. Sometimes I'll get up and I'll push it a little bit farther and I'll go up to Homigat near Pohang. Most of the time I'll end up somewhere along the coast between Pohang and Busan. And that's sort of my realm. And if I dig in a little bit deeper into the mainland, you'll see me go out to Tongdo-so or maybe even as far as Chengdu for the fall foliage shots. But you got to make do with what you got. But again, like even kind of touching on those fall foliage shots, I did the same thing. And I do the same thing year after year, is if you find something, don't make it a one and done. You know, mark the location, mark when you're there and whereabouts you are, and then sort of figure out when the best time would be to get to these locations. Maybe fall, maybe this season, maybe winter is not the best time, maybe summer is. But you just got to keep going back and checking out these places. You don't always have to be the newest, latest place. And for next week's podcast, I'm going to be talking about a place that I've photographed quite a bit. I'm not going to tell you the name right now. It's secret. Well, it's not. It's Gansogot. But, you know, I've been out there quite a bit. And it's a great place for the sunrise. But again, it's something where this past day, actually this morning, was not the best. And you'll see the shots. I'm going to try and change up a few things with the title pages and chapter pages to see if I can actually showcase some of these images in, when you're looking at the show notes. So I'm going to try something over the next little while, and especially into season 5, which is coming up quite soon. As you know, I always change the seasons at around episode 20. So keep your ears open for that one. Also, I do want to thank Jeff at Korea Bridge for actually introducing my podcast to the people that follow his website, which is a massive audience. He emailed me a little while later as he just stumbled across this wonderful little podcast and asked if he could share it there. And I am ecstatic, because this is the kind of support that I really need to get the ball rolling. We're on season 4 here, so we're actually well and past, I think, over, what do you would say, about 70 episodes plus now. So if people are listening, I am really appreciative, and getting my voice out to a wider public through sharing and websites and whatnot is a great thing. And again, like, I'm committed to trying to improve this podcast over the next year and so on and so forth. So Jeff, thank you very much for setting everything up this weekend. And safe travels back to Korea. For the rest of you, thank you so much for listening. And I do appreciate your support and your continued support over all of the ups and downs I've had with this podcast. Thank you so much. And I'll talk to you all again next week.